So, hey, I'm here with Creatures. So, yeah, how's it been going for you guys? What have you guys been up to?
Literally just sound checked, if you're talking about right now.
Yeah? So, in general, the summer?
Looking forward, yeah, well, just finished the festivals, haven't we?
Yeah, we did a few festivals this summer, which has been really fun.
Oh, no, we played with, I guess it wasn't a festival.
Bay Brain.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah.
A garage. So
it's been like one, we've sort of done, they're all weekends, aren't they, the festivals?
Yeah.
So for the last few months, it's been every other or every weekend to sort of often drive back the same night, then go, what would we do? We did End of the Road in Bournemouth.
Which was amazing, yeah. And then we went to some grotty.
And then we went to Manchester and played in a basement.
I did love that.
Yeah, it was really good actually. It was quite fun.
I like the grotty ones.
Yeah, sometimes the smaller ones are more fun.
Yeah.
Everything breaks and keep you on your toes, you know. When you do the bigger ones, everything's kind of, you've got loads of people running around and it's obviously amazing, but I like the idea of, I like it when things are about to go wrong almost.
Your pants broke, didn't they?
My pants?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't, there wasn't a bass amp when we turned up. So. They were like, right, are you ready to sound check? And we were like, no amps.
And then your pants strap broke. Yeah.
Which was the real tragedy of the night.
Yeah. Usually, my underwear falls apart.
Does it? Is that like a regular occurrence?
Girls love it.
That's the real reason people come and see you, right?
Yeah.
So now festival season's over, what's next?
Recording time, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been recording kind of through the summer as well, as well as doing festivals here and there. We've got a release, I think in about 2 weeks, the next single we're putting out.
It comes in good timing, actually, because on that weekend we go on tour with a band called The Parrots, which will be really fun.
It's like a week of shows with The Parrots, and then finish up at some fringe festival in Bristol.
And then we come back and support an artist I think is fantastic called Daniel Romano. Well, he's doing another side project called Ancient Shapes. We're playing in London at the Waiting Room with him. So we've in about two or so weeks, we've got a really busy.
The Waiting Room is a fun venue.
We played there before. We actually played the last time we went on tour, on a big tour. We had just come off a tour with Temples and we played there after, so we were like a very well-oiled machine at that point, and I imagine we're going to be the same at this show as well. And we're going to need to be good because he's a fantastic performer, Daniel Romano, that is.
Can you tell me anything about the new single?
The song is about a friend of ours who we all know from, well, most of us know from home, and the song's called It's Going Right for Ryan, and it's just about him and how much of a lovely, kind character and fun and lovable guy he is, really.
He's really infectious, isn't he? Ryan goes, he just, like, buzzes.
Yeah.
It's really, like, happy aura around him, and people, like, gravitate towards him. So we're now in the process of, like, basing all the merch around his face.
It's funny, because sometimes he actually helps out and does merch, so there's going to be pictures of him, like, setting up his face.
Out badges with his face on.
Yeah, detached, isn't he?
He's got a big moustache. When in the first verse of the song, we sing about his big moustache hanging off his face. It's so enormous.
It always goes right. His pants never break.
So yeah, that's coming out in 2 weeks. It's Going Right for Ryan.
Yeah.
Which we're all excited about. We're going to attempt to do a video for that.
Yeah.
Involving him as well, which will be a lot of fun.
We'll have a bit of fun.
I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do it. The idea was just to
We can do it.
Film a big video from start to finish, no breaks and not cutting to anything else. But I'm not sure if we're going to do that. But we're going to.
We've got a really good guy who's doing it with us called Chris Rimmer, and he did the last video, and he's really good.
He's done some stuff with Sports Team. Is it Sports Team?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he did our fantastic video for Most of the Day, obviously.
Number one summer hit.
Yeah, it was a really fun video. I mean, you guys talk about, I suppose, visual. The visuals quite a lot. You only cite, like, movies as well. Like, in your description, you talk about, like, Westworld and what else did you say? Quentin Tarantino and Wes Anderson movies. I mean, the music kind of guided by the aesthetics almost?
At first, it was.
It slowly changed, didn't it?
We sort of love writing sort of theme tunes, don't we? Like 60s style theme tunes, like just in our spare time.
We always had like those things that you've just listed in our mind, but initially we wanted to be, and we never could have been, but we wanted to be like a country band. I mean, none of us have been divorced or are quite alcoholics or we don't smoke.
We
I think you have to be those things. But we had ideas of how we wanted to sound, but we've developed over the time, you know. And some of those things that you listed are not things that we actually said about ourselves. They're things that people, you know, we did like cinematic things, but actually we never described ourselves as a cinematic band.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Scott Walker, and I think his music's quite cinematic almost sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of newer stuff that's a bit more probably down that road, isn't it? But we're just kind of going for a bit of a chuck a few of the poppies out
of material.
Yeah.
And held it back. And so we're just on this next phase. It's going to be really intense, and we're going to get a lot of material out for the new year, hopefully.
It's all been kind of go from the word go, isn't it? Like when we first got that tour with Temples, we didn't have a set, so we had to get six songs together very quickly. Or a name.
Then go on the tour,
and then when we got back, something else happened, and it kept happening. So there's actually a backlog of like 25 plus songs that have been recorded in demo stages, and there's probably another 25 on everyone's computers and phones and in books, and we're literally just waiting for a bit of a break. So when you said, "What are you doing now? Now festival season's over," it's quite nice to go around each other's houses and start jamming them out.
Some of the songs, the new ones that are in the set, I wouldn't have had for all, but we've been playing like a similar set for not a long time, but because we haven't actually had time to sort of sit back and not work out how we want to sound, but actually like fine tune our sound. We're at that stage now where we're able to sort of we're able to be a little bit more picky with what we do, and also work a little harder. And because before we kind of had people asking us for this or can we do this and that, we didn't want to miss some of those fantastic opportunities, like End of the Road, for example. We got that because of other things that we'd said yes to. So, you know, it's been a...
So
we've got five albums worth of content now.
Yeah, something like, I think it's six, but...
Jesus.
it's
give you a year or two.
An album.
Ideas.
Yeah.
And we all write as well. So everybody writes. Yeah. And like, we also have, like, I write, and Josh writes, and Will writes, and Simon writes, and Bobby writes. And then we write together and separately and in different pairs. So there's so much material and so much stuff, you know, it's actually just finding the time to try and get it down.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously you can really hear the sort of the semi psychedelic rock side of your work, but that kind of genre has really made like a resurgence. So like, how do you think you've kind of what updates have you made to the genre, and what makes you like stand out? Because there's, you know, I think Temples, Tame Impala, they're all kind of in that sort of genre at the moment. You know, what makes you guys stand out?
I think we never really wanted to be in the box.
Yeah.
I don't think we never ever set out to be a side band.
I guess that's the whole thing. We're all right, so it's all merged into one big.
And unfortunately, we've never really been welcomed into that kind of scene. You know, although we have
keep getting played Sidefest,
I don't think there's a single sort of what's a psychedelic pedal. I suppose like a. I mean, we have fuzz and things perhaps, but we're not very psychedelic at all, really.
Sorry.
It's okay.
No, it's
fine. It's fine though, because we do get told, like, we get booked for psych gigs, and then we turn up, we're like, we're not very psychedelic, we're more like crooner sort of cowboy.
It's kind of half and half, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the last single we put out was like a samba, drum machine, a little bit
it's
of like
really
an indie
fun.
Dance
yeah.
song. And it is fun.
Yeah.
And we were just like, do you know what, let's just kind of go against what everyone's
the next
saying.
Song is Riot, it's going up to Ryan, is kind of like a contemporary take on a track from Sgt. Pepper. Like, it's really like fun and exciting.
It's like a stripped back sound, isn't it? It's a lot drier and a lot more kind of driven.
So I guess that is a 60s band, but we've made it contemporary with, you know, sort of modern keyboards and I'd like to say modern guitar sounds and
definitely. It's just a nice little slog.
A sorbet to cleanse the palate in between heavy side fans.
Yeah, that's what we are. A light sorbet.
Yeah. When the acid dries up your mouth, it's just like, oh,
that's the
solid
part.
Yeah. We're not us, obviously.
I must admit, I prefer a sorbet to an ice cream.
Oh, no.
An ice cream.
Oh, yeah, any day of the week.
Mango sorbet, you can't go wrong.
Mango and a raspberry, two on a cone.
Whole foods.
Yeah.
Okay. You're the mango sorbet of the scene.
Yeah.
In fairness, you say on your Facebook page you've got like psychedelic guitarists.
Okay.
That's a quote.
I'm taking your note. Okay.
That's someone else's quote, I think.
I mean, I guess they are.
We're going to change that to sorbet smikers now.
Sorbet riffs.
That's pretty good. I mean, how did you guys all meet? going back to the start.
Me and Josh and Willow went to school together. Me and Will were speaking for, we spoke for about 2 years. I was living in Brighton and Will was living up north in a place called Filey. And we were talking on the phone almost every other day about doing a project. I really wanted to work with Will again. We'd played in the band before.
Yeah.
And then we just one day took the plunge and we said, let's move to London. So I actually went up north with Will and we got some money together and came here. And we talked about the band for another 3 years. Yeah. Never got it together. But then we got Josh up to play drums and he didn't end up playing drums. He ended up playing keyboard and guitar. And then we met Bobby.
At the same time?
Around that time, a little bit after, we did start getting some songs together. I don't think we play any of the songs that we did.
We parted for about 2 years.
Yeah.
I think that was London, like, gets sucks you in.
Well, when did we go to Paris and do that first show?
Like, December.
2 years?
Yeah. December 16.
Okay. So, like, two years.
That was a pretty sick place to start out.
Well, like you said, we were saying, going back to, like, it's been kind of, I mean, not non-stop to the degree of some bands, but even for the first shows we got, we didn't actually have any material out there, we didn't have a name, so it has been quite consistent for us, you know.
Yeah.
And Paris has always been nice, isn't it? That's where we've met after, like, not seeing each other for years.
The City of Love.
It was under a fountain.
I met William.
We always fell in love with each other.
I mean, you talk about doing, like, music projects before. Was it always kind of this general genre, or...?
It has evolved a bit, like you said, with the country vibe, but it sort of instantly turned into something else, didn't it?
I mean, it still had underlining sort of country vibes, but it was never country. And, yeah, I mean, so are you asking if we had a sound, like a sound before?
I suppose individually, like, did any of you kind of do anything that was quite wildly different from this?
I find it, I mean, because
when we were kids, we were a little grunge band, which was fun, but that was literally like, we were like 14 or something. That's the last thing we did.
I mean, the band that I played in before was kind of, again, a little bit like a Beatles pop band, really. It wasn't so like fine tuned, and not that the Beatles songs aren't serious, but it was. I feel like this is much more developed. I feel like I'm a much better writer, and I feel like I've certainly progressed. I feel like everyone has, really.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's drastically different. It's not like I did techno music and now I'm doing like a crooner rock band. Like, I don't know.
It's essentially, when you look at it, we've been playing less than 10 songs for 2 years and now they're like really road tested. But we're literally just waiting to get, like you say, the next 5 albums out, so it's been quite nice to be able to be accepted to do that
slowly. Twisted, you know? Haven't they?
I think I'm definitely ready to do more songs, different songs in the set, though.
Well, you're always ready when you're in the band to get something else out, do something else, but it's been quite nice to be able to go and play those songs constantly.
Well, yeah, you're right. Because now, when we do play, people will sing the songs, and they move. When we first started playing, people, you know, depending on where you play, they're kind of rigid sometimes, but now they know the, not the tempo as such, but they kind of know the song, so they're grooving to it and they're singing along, and that's been really nice, actually.
It's strange when you haven't ever released a song and someone is singing it along. It's like, I don't know the lyrics. How do you know?
I don't think Will knows the lyrics.
You've got a pretty, like, consistent, like, group of fans, I guess. Your mates that you've invited down?
I wish it was. It's
just our parents. Yeah.
Yeah. We pay them.
I don't know, it's hard. I kind of get worried and worked up about things like that sometimes, thinking like, oh, do we have any fans? But people do come, you know, and actually, like, a lot of my friends say I'm not coming, you know, they can't make it or not. I do ask them and stuff. But actually, then there's always, you know, a fair amount of people there, you know.
I guess with the Stars as well, like, one of my favourite albums is Raw Power. That's one of my all-time favourite albums. It's just raw aggression on the guitar, and, like, Iggy Pop's, like, screaming his lungs out. And he just, that's, for me, that's my, one of my influences. But I also like sort of nice words and good stories and, like, lovely things.
Sheffield's the big poet of the gang.
London's a lovely city, so you can go and, like, there's a lot of inspiration in different formats. And, like, I mean, today I I was in my van actually, and I was just taking a photo of the sky. I shouldn't have been taking a photo.
The car was stationary.
It was actually an iPad. Yeah, it was definitely stationary, and it was stationary in traffic. But it was a big morning sky with like a moon still in the sky, a big full moon, and like this lovely, like all the cranes and things, and this beautiful old building next to it. It just looked lovely. Yeah. It's like really nice image. So.
I mean, I heard you guys for the first time on the Rough Trade podcast. So okay. I suppose, like, what are your kind of favourite opportunities that come from the band? What's your favourite? Like, this was a great moment.
Rough Trade.
I mean,
I would say that first. Rough Trade have always just been there straight away. They're like, yeah, we'll be good to you. And they've been really good to us.
Yeah, they looked after us from, like, you know, a woman called Nina. She actually just started a company called Rough Trade Books, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
She's a really wonderful woman. She worked there and she took a risk giving us our first gig. I told her I was playing and she listened to a demo we had, and I don't think she really liked it, but she sort of just went with it, and you know, then everything just started happening, really.
But yeah, that first show was in Paris with Temples, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's when they saw us and they were just like, look, why didn't you come on the tour? So then it was like, yeah, all right.
But that was great, you know, and then yeah, so even getting that first show and then actually getting the tour from that, and, you know, then supporting loads of just great bands and going to End of the Road, you know, like 3 weeks ago we played at End of the Road and there must have been 4,000 people watching, you know, in the front row with people singing with our t-shirts on. It was just, you know, it's amazing. So it's always great.
Yeah.
You know? It's very important for us that bands that support us are actually good, like, and like we're into them. Do you know?
Yeah, it means your reputation too.
There's a lot of, not, like, we want everyone to have a really good night.
It's also varied, isn't it, as well? Like, it can't, sometimes if you go to a gig and there's three bands that are very, very similar, especially in the psych scene, you're watching the same band.
You are psych.
No.
Sorbet.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to plug or anything? I don't know, any other side projects or anything that Creatures associated with?
No, just hope that people will keep coming to the shows and to check out the new music that we're going to put out soon. I know I don't sound very excited, but we are very excited about it. So, yeah.
Big things coming.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Great talking
to you.
You too. Yeah, thank you.